Following audio is via a Skype call.
Are you ready to dream on? Do you know how to fly high and soar among the clouds? Get ready to live adventurously, because the Laura Meeks Show starts now. Listen as Laura lifts you off the ground while teaching you how to fly high. Forget ground-level drama and be prepared to confront your dreams head-on as she encourages you to navigate towards your North Star and into what just might be the best life you've imagined. Dream on. Live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm Dr. Pat. Yep, this is The Laura Meeks Show. Laura.
How's everybody? Oh, what a day. What a day, folks. What a day. It is the start of a great week, I think.
I think so.
Some interesting things are going on. I'm anxious. This is a good, I think this is going to be a great show. When we took a look at last week was, life happens, surprise. There's all kinds of stuff that happens in your life. And, we talked some about the fact that we are living, growing human beings. Things are going on. Now, interesting, one of the things I love about the media and doing this radio show and sharing with all the people that are listening is that life is going on right now, and stuff happens in my daily life. So I happened to be in the shower this morning, and I'm listening to the radio, and I happen to have are you a Pandora listener?
We are Pandora, Spotify, iHeart. We have to be on every listener. We have to be every listener because we're all there. But yes.
Well, so I'm listening to Crosby, Stills, Nash. Now, without getting into too much of the stuff that's happening in the world as of last night and this morning.
It's okay, Laura. It's okay if we mention what's going on, because people think that we live under a rock. And just because this is positive talk doesn't mean we're not aware.
Well, and I appreciate that. So one of the things that struck me last night, and I've had this discussion with a number of people, my daughter, who's also my producer on another radio show, she and I did a show on good news and bad news. And one of the things that struck me is that I think given a lot of the things that Trump had said in Russia last night, now, those who you may not know as a listener, I spent 20 years in the United States Air Force. My whole goal, believe it or not, was to counter Russia and their regime. And so it was a little interesting for me to see our president chumming up to Putin, and the things are going on.
Now, is that the word you're using today? Interesting.
Chelsea.
I mean, I would imagine what it's like for somebody that's dedicated their entire life service in the military. And I have a few friends that I'm telling them, please stop texting me now. but one of the things that the military folks, whether you're in the military or not in the military now, reflect on is they reflect on how much of their life they have given to keep us free. I think that's what you're saying.
It is. I mean, my wife, Annie, and I both spent 20 years, that's 40 collective years, defending the country against enemies, foreign and domestic. That's part of our oath of office. And so these are changing times. So really kind of the point I want to make here, though, is good or bad, I have to say I am a huge believer that the stuff that is happening happens for a reason, that there is good in all of this. And I think Chris Cuomo on the news last night, I think, summed it up
CNN.
Very well. Yeah, I think he summed it up very well in the fact that this has... I mean, I really thought that the election would wake a lot of people up, and it did. But by far and away, all the events that are happening right now are waking people up. And I think that is so, so very important, because it is generating incredible discussion about what is America, what do we believe, who do we like, who are we protecting ourselves from? And all of that, and I'm going to pull this back into Fly High Living, all of that to say that the world can at times seem like it's out of control. One of the challenges I think that we all face as a human is that sometimes it feels like we are powerless in the face of all of this stuff that is going on. And the truth of life is we all do have control. And one of the things that I'm excited to say today, and I'll give you a little promo right now, and we'll end the show with this, but one of the things that I have found that helps people get control and lose some of this I'm powerless feeling is a chance to have a plan, to make a plan. In Fly High Living, we call that making your flight plan for life. That is the program that I'm promoting today. And it's a chance for people to put together their ideas on where they want to go, and in a balanced way. And we'll talk about that as we go into the show. But out of that, so I'll go take you back to Pandora. So I'm listening to Crosby, Stills, Nash. Now, we have been, Pat, you and I, and I'm sure many of the listeners have been through the 60s and 70s. And I'm often telling my daughter, that who thinks these are the worst, most challenging times we've ever seen, I have to refer her back to some earlier times. And it was interesting that the song that I heard this morning was Graham Nash, and he wrote a song called Chicago, and it was about the convention in Chicago and the challenges that happened during that national convention, and people getting arrested and a huge protest against what was going on. And again, there's a swirl. One other song, Let It Be, in these times trouble, Let It Be. So all of that, just an intro to say that, yeah, you know, there's interesting things going on. Don't let that squirrel you out. Let's sit down together and craft up a plan of where we can go.
Well, you do have to have a plan. And, you know, and today what we're going to talk about is not only let's have a plan, but it has to do with, you know, let's build the plan. Let's make sure we test the plan. Let's make sure others have really, you know, have shown signs of what a plan would look like. And this is the work you do to help people, because Absolutely. A lot of times it is, you know, I don't know about you, but I didn't always know how to put a plan together.
Well,
I really didn't always know how to do that.
Well, and it's interesting. One of the things that I often look back on is, in some regards, I feel kind of lucky in the sense that I think I was naturally there was a certain natural gift I received as a youth on crafting a plan, because there are some very specific things that we want to add into our plan and things that help us make it move forward. And, you know, I look back to the years that I spent trying to get into the Air Force and become a pilot. And naturally, I did some things that were very helpful. For instance, harboring and building your desire and focusing in on what you want. I knew I wanted to fly, and to keep that alive is to remember every day that that's what I'm doing. And so I read books. I went to the library with my mom. Magazines. If anybody anywhere near me said flying, airplane, airport, bam, I'm like in on this. I'm zoning in to see what that is. And I think one of the things that I found with building a good flight plan for life is that that becomes kind of a base document for you to review daily or twice a day to say, this is kind of my overall goal. This is where I'm going, which keeps your awareness up so that you're looking. You know, we've done some talking about awareness, and I've had some very interesting times becoming aware of things, but it is those sorts of things that help keep your plan alive. And it's often very helpful to have some guidance, some, you know, like you say, we've studied quite a few people who've built successful plans. All of that's collated into the kind of work that I do to help people build a solid plan, test that plan, and move that plan forward so that you're not swirling about feeling like you're powerless, that things aren't going right, that you're just floating, often a leaf in a river, you're floating, I don't know where I'm going. Those are feelings that we can help turn around and get you focused and headed in the right direction. Fill your airplane with gas, take off, let's fly somewhere, go someplace, do something.
Well, and I also think, too, that what you're talking about is, you've got to look at, your flight plan options, too. A lot of times we go through life, I think, Laura, and we think there's only one pathway to get from where we are and where we're going. And as a pilot, you better have a couple of alternates in your bag of tricks, right?
So very true. In the flying world, you're absolutely right. We make our main plan and then we have plan B. I mean, literally every instrument flight plan that is filed for the airlines has a takeoff and a destination and an alternate. Because depending on the weather, wherever you are, we always plan to fly to the airport. But if the weather gets bad, and we never know, I mean, we have some pretty sophisticated weather stuff, but believe me, weather's not that predictable. And so we always plan to have enough gas to move somewhere else. And you're absolutely right. One of the things that I love about the spiritual center where I go is the idea that whatever you're doing in life, if you're climbing to the top of your personal mountain, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of paths to the top of the mountain. No one program is the one program that's going to take everybody and anybody to the top. So, by far and away, I have found truly that the beauty of having a Pat in this world and a Laura in this world and Marianne Williamson and an Oprah is because they all have a voice, and a voice that different people need to hear. Some people are going to hear it clearly from me. Some people are going to hear it clearly from you. And that's why we have so many messengers out here. And I'm just one of the great messengers out here.
I think part of this, too, and we'll talk about this when we come back from break, is that you also, the person that created Fly High Living. And, part of creating Fly High Living, you've created an outline which says, look, you can choose to be over here and not fly high. And that there's nothing wrong with that. But for those people that want to fly high in every aspect of their lives, whether it's success, relationship, money, all of the above, you're going to share, Laura, you're going to share how to get from where they are to where they want to go. And that's what today's show is about.
Right. We're going to dig in.
I'm ready to fly high. Yeah. Help me build a flight plan. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, moving beyond feeling blocked. How do you do that? What is it that you pull from to help you rise up? And help, I'm in the quicksand. And just that alone. I saw a movie last week, and I'll tell you, there was a scene in a corn mill silo that I will never forget. Yeah, when you're sinking.
That's a scary one. I've been down on the farm.
That's a scary one. Who's going to throw you the rope? Stay tuned. Laura will. We'll be right back.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com. Tune in to the hit show, Raging Skillet Radio, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Okay. Was that the song, Laura, that you were like that looking for?
Yeah, that's a good producer that can pull those songs off.
It's Benny. Yeah.
I had to throw some Crosby, Stills, and Nash in there. Yeah, for me. I mean, I had to, not, right?
You had to. And I appreciate that because that, you know, times are challenging. You know, Pat and I on the break were talking about, you know, the things that are going on and mm-hmm. the kind of culture and the movies and the things that are out there. And again, I think my quest and my purpose, my mission is to say two things. One is it looks scary. It can look scary. It's a perception that you have. And you can change that perception. So you don't have to exist in a world that's scary. You can hear news and understand it in the broader context. And like I say, you know, no matter what happens with Trump and Hillary and a lot of the things that are going on, they arrested a spy yesterday. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that is going on. And that can take some people swirling down into what I would call the swamp of sadness. But the message is clear, is that you can choose how you think. What you think is what you manifest, and you can choose to have an exciting life. I have an exciting life. I fly high, and I live adventurously, and I am teaching others to do the same. And part of what we're talking about today is the ability to craft this plan, so a flight plan of life, and to implement that plan. And Pat, as you and I were talking, mm-hmm. you know, every pilot starts out every flight with a plan A and a plan B. And so no matter what the weather, no matter the thunderstorms or the turbulence, all the things that happen in flying, that's okay. We got it covered. You know, we're sitting out front going, bing, please fasten your seatbelts. Fear not. We know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everybody can have that sort of thing going on in their life if they put a plan. But one of the things that we were talking about too right before the break was the fact that you can get blocked. It's very easy to swirl into negative thinking. There are other things that can block you. And one of the things that I think was helpful to me, and I'll ask you. Oh. Hey, welcome to the, to the live office. My phones are still ringing. One of the things that I thought was interesting, and I talked about some, was finding your purpose. And part of building your plan is finding your purpose. And I asked my daughter yesterday on one of my shows, you know, who do you call? Who do you ask to find your purpose and where you're going? And how, you know, if we're going to build this plan, we want to have a destination and what you're doing. And it was funny because I think probably like anybody, you know, she was thinking about it. And then she goes, you know, well, I could ask mom or I could ask you, or wait a second. You can't ask anybody what your purpose is. It's like, ba-bang, that's so true. And I think that, in fact, I did this the other day. I Googled, what is my purpose in life, mm-hmm. on Google.
Mm-hmm. What'd you find?
I found 642 million.
Yeah. Results. Yeah. Well, in your spare time, why don't you Google stuck? I started Googling stuck in 2004, stuck in stuckness. And you're going to find an equal amount of data on that, because that's part of the journey too. Sometimes we get blocked. Sometimes we get stuck. Sometimes we just do not know how. I mean, I created an entire passion called crust busting because of how stuck I was.
I love that name. So, crust busting, that sounds...
But how do you move forward is the question.
Well, and the question, and it's a great question. How do you move forward? And the best way to move forward is to think for a couple of minutes about your purpose. But more than that, we want to take a look at the things that we want to do. And in the easiest sense of the word, it's your bucket list. It's the things that you long to do and the things that you want to achieve while you're here. I had a whole bunch of quotes on what the purpose of life is. Dalai Lama, the purpose of life is to be happy. Eleanor Roosevelt, the purpose of life is to experience life at its fullest. All of those are kind of very broad ideas, but to really hunker down and make it happen, we need to take a look at the things that we like and dislike. Now, one of the things that I found in my practice is that by far and away, the thing that people know for sure, as Oprah would say, things I know for sure. What I know for sure is that most of you could probably, if I give you a piece of paper right now, most of you could jot down 20 things that you hate about your life. Things that are not going well in your life. And I weigh too much. I hate my job. I hate my boss. I'm driving an old car. I've never taken a vacation in the last 2 years. Bam, 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 bam. I mean, true? I mean, don't you find that, Pat, with people that you work with?
Yeah.
We can figure these things out very clearly. Now, there is a value in that, because I strongly know, things that I know that this world is filled with contrast. There's on and off, black and white, in and out. And one of the things that I know, and it's very much like the news, what we were talking about before, about the news and Trump, there is good news and bad news in every piece of information that you get. And the good news is that people are waking up. And the good news about figuring out what you don't like is the value of turning that into what you do like. Mm-hmm. So one of the first things that I do when we sit down and craft a plan is to sit down and jot down those 20 things that you really don't like in your life, because that's going to form the basis of what we do like. So I would sit down with you, you know, either over the phone or on Skype, and we would talk about all those negative things. The value again is that once we have that list, then we can flip it around. Because, and Pat, you know this, that one of the beauties of the universe and the law of attraction is one way to say this. What you think about, you bring about. You create your universe by your thoughts. I listened to Wayne Dyer last night. He's very clear on this. if you were thinking that one of the things that the universe doesn't know is negative. So when you say I don't want to weigh so much, the universe hears you want to weigh some more. It's like no. I said I don't want to weigh so much. Do you want to weigh some more? So if you're thinking down that line, we don't want to continue. And it's very easy, I think, in our training and in our in all the work that we do in school and college, that we're taught to find the one thing that's wrong. And in flying, very often we're looking at thousands of instruments and readings, and we're trying to find the one that's out of place, because that's going to tell us when the engine, you know, one engine temperature is just too high, one oil pressure is just too low. We're looking for that thing, and it's very easy to get hooked into the idea that we need to concentrate on the things that are going wrong. But my help is to say, yeah, let's use the power of that. Let's figure that out. Let's write that down. Mm-hmm. And then let's flip it. Let's flip it. And that's a huge part of figuring out where you want to go, you know, when you get in the airplane. And you mentioned one thing, and I want to tie this into flight plan for life. Sometimes when I get excited about talking about this, I think people think, okay, I have to have a climb Mount Everest goal. And the truth of life is that the plan is for you, not for me. And if you just want to go up one step, you can go up one step. If you want to climb halfway up the mountain, that's perfect. I'm here to help you do that. In the flying world, I would relate it to this. There are lots of different airplanes that you can fly in life. I fly gliders right now, and a glider takes a little, you know, we have to get towed up. Pretty much, we kind of just hang around the local airport. We, unless I get some really good lift, you know, pretty much I'm in the 3,000 to 6,000 foot range, and we're within a couple of miles of the airport. That's okay. That's one way to fly. You can jump in a Cessna. It's a powered airplane. Mm-hmm. It holds a couple people. We can go 50, 100, 150 miles, not too expensive, mm-hmm. not too fast, but that's okay too. Or you can get in a jet and we can fly high.
Yeah.
Which I love, and sometimes maybe you have to jump from plane to plane. Other people just want to jump in the jet. And then there's rockets, for gosh sakes. You know, one of the things that just blew me away, I'll just go off on this tangent for a second. I'm not sure if it was Elon Musk, but is he the guy that invented the booster rockets that land vertically? So they've invented rockets now. This is, you know, typically a rocket blasts off, the boosters fall into the ocean, the rocket goes into space. Musk invented a thing where the booster, when it falls back to Earth, and then it lands on a little pad, just vertically, so they can use it over again. It's just like, hey, it just landed there. Well, extrapolating on that, if you want to go into, wow, what's the future? You know, we have airliners that can get to Tokyo in 14, 15 hours. It's an interesting ride. I don't know if you've done that. But soon, in our lifetime perhaps, there is a chance that we can jump on a rocket and get to Tokyo in 30 minutes. It's just going to blast up into subspace, come down and land on a little pad in Tokyo, and bam, there you go. So all kinds, I guess, all of that just to say that whatever your plan is, the plan is the plan that works for you. We can go in a glider, we can go in a rocket. It just really kind of depends.
Well, let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how do you craft this? What does it mean to fly high? And when you start with a flight plan, what is it that, you know, Laura has learned about this to talk about in your life? Where do you start? Do you start at the point of most pain, or do you start at the point of least pain, or does it matter at all? Laura Meeks right here.
Right,
we're going to take
back
a short break. When we come back, we're going to tell you how to find out more about Laura, how to find out more about her coaching program, that and all of the other things about what does it take to have liftoff. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelleTaylor.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Mind.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's great to have all of you tune us in, turn us on. Now, I know that many of you probably want to find out more about Laura. This is the Laura Meeks Show, Dream On, Fly High, Live Adventurously Radio. But we're talking about creating a flight plan. So before we get too far into this, I want to make sure two things. One, that you all know how to get a hold of Laura. But number two, she's got a special gift for someone out there today. Laura, tell us about that. Tell us how folks can get a hold of you.
Yeah, absolutely. The easy way to get a hold of me, flyhighliving.com. And there's contact information on the site. But if you want to email me directly, laura@flyhighliving.com, that's pretty straightforward. They can call my office, which apparently does ring in during the show, which is 888-666-1570. And if I'm not here, obviously voicemail picks it up and we'll get right back with you if we can. Lots of stuff going on here. And today, one of the things that I'm just absolutely excited about, one of the first things that I think happens when you're working on making a change in life is to build this flight plan for life. And so I've coalesced everything that I know about building a vision statement and a flight plan for life into a four-week course. Basically, it's about a one-hour chance to chat with me over the phone or over Skype, and you and I will walk through the plan, part of which I'm kind of giving you an outline today, on so you have some idea of what we're doing. But all of that to say, take step one. The very first thing you need to do is move from where you are to where you're going. And I love this analogy because I hadn't really thought about this, but I do think that people subconsciously think about this. And that is that if you were going to work, would you wait at your house until all the lights were green on the way to work? Obviously, no, you don't. You jump in your car and you go to the first light. You wait till it turns green, you go to the second light. Same idea here. You don't have to climb Mount Everest today. You don't have to know exactly where you're going. All you have to do is just take the first step. And the first step is to build a flight plan for life. And so for one lucky listener today, I'm happy to work with you absolutely free to help you build your flight plan for life. So, Pat,
let's do it. And the way we like to do this, for those of you out there, is give us a call, and Benny will take down your information. But I really want to make sure that, you know, when you do call in, that you all know you're making a commitment to change your life with Laura for the next several weeks in this fabulous gift. And so this is the time, if you really want to have liftoff, this is for you. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Last time Laura was on, we gave a giveaway to do something similar. And I think Laura's been trying to call the person. And this is not about this today. Today, this is about somebody out there, first caller, right? We only do this once during a show like this. Benny will get your information. I will call you back personally, and then Laura will call you. So give us a shout, 1-800-930-2819. And Laura, this is where you take them through your flight plan program, and people will be able to craft something. And at the end of it, they'll have something tangible in their hands.
Oh, totally. And, you know, the whole point of this, there's a couple things that you get, but by far and away, the thing that you're going to end up with is your written statement that we're going to craft a draft and then make a couple revisions to hone it in, to tune it up, fine-tune our engine for flight. We are going to tune all the little parts up in that statement so that when you read it, the essence of, and what I found value in this statement is this is not motivational. It is inspirational. So, And there's a difference. Motivation is kind of a kick in the butt, go to the gym, pound it out. You can do five more. You can do five more. That's not what this is. The beauty of the flight plan is that this is coming from you. And what I'm going to do is help you word it in such a way that when you read it twice a day, you're going to be inspired to move on. It's going to pull you. This is not a push you energy. This is a pull you energy. This is the thing that you're going to wake up and go, wow, if I could have that, if I could fly at that altitude, if I could get to that destination, I'd be willing to take the steps, do the action steps that it takes to get there. Because that's part of the challenge. This is not a, by far and away, these ideas are simple. They've been around for thousands of years. I'm not telling anybody anything any new, but I'm telling it to you in a way that you can perhaps understand it. I'm bringing my flying experience into this so that they can understand that. But yeah, that's the essence is that we need that very first step, that first step up the mountain. I don't know which path you're going to take. It's not up to me to choose the path. I'm going to help you figure out what your path is, and then you're going to climb up the path yourself. So that's kind of essence of what our work is and what you do. You will get a written statement. So I'm ready. Let's first caller, call in right now.
Okay, so let's talk about what's involved in starting a flight plan. And, you know, where do we start? I know that you look at several areas of life, and that's important for folks to know that, you know, you're going to take a look at wherever somebody is. But what are the four areas that you work on?
Yeah, now it's one of the things that I found interesting, because in my life, vocation has been a very key piece of my pie. Mm-hmm. But I think what happens as you mature and you're moving into broader areas is that you realize that it really is a balancing of four areas. So the four areas that I look at are first of health. And I'm in my early 60s now, and I have to tell you that I have had very good health for life, but I do know that a lot of people are running into health challenges. And so we want to talk about what our goals might be as far as good health. Relationships. I've been married for 33 years to a wonderful woman, Annie, and she and I have gone down this journey in life. But there are many people that are just looking for a relationship. They want to improve their relationships. You know, even Annie and I, at the stage we're at, always kind of looking as to how we can improve our relationships. And that also may be family relationships or work relationships. We want to investigate that with you and figure out what your goals might be in that area. Vocation, obviously, how, and I like to think of vocation as how you use your creative time. So it's not just necessarily you know, what job you're going to apply for, although that may be part of it. But what I found in my life is I've been very, I don't know if I want to say blessed, but I've been very focused in the fact that it's been very important to me in my life that I do something that I really like to do. Flying airplanes was a huge passion. I did that for a number of years, still doing that. Being in business became another passion. And now life coaching, another passion. So how you use your creative time and your creative abilities, not only in the job you're in, but maybe if you want to switch your job, that's important. And then finally, time and money. I kind of categorize it into time and money freedom. That includes a lot of things, some that you may not have thought about. One is, you know, vacations. I want time off. Annie and I have a brand new granddaughter, little Juju. She is so cute, living up in Vancouver. And we would love to have more time to spend with little Juniper Dew and our kids there. So that's part of life. Another piece that I often surprised me and it may surprise other people is that often we talk about abundance and resource and money. It would be nice to be able to go to the store and just buy anything you want, but also the ability to give money away Pat, help me. What's the word that you could, when you
pay it forward,
paying it forward,
pay it forward. You know, contribute to, you know, become a philanthropist. I mean, it's all of the above, actually.
Right.
Yeah.
Philanthropy was a piece, and it may not have occurred. Sometimes people think you have to be uber rich to be a philanthropist.
No, you don't.
But that I'm finding is a very key part of your plan, mm-hmm. is giving a portion away, whether it's your time or your money or both, to help homeless, you know, there's a lot of things. So all of those four areas are the things that we put into our flight plan for life. And then as we were talking before, one of the first things I'll do is talk about the things that you don't like. Hey, I haven't been able to give to my charity. I've always wanted to, you know, one of the things that I love, Habitat for Humanity. I haven't been involved, but I just love the idea of helping people build a house. I mean, physically it's just fun to get out and nail, nail two pieces of wood together.
Yeah.
If that, you know, or lay some pipe if you've never done that. I mean, just weird stuff that you might not have ever done. It would be fun, but those are exciting pieces that you might not have added into your plan. So we'll take a look at those discontents, the things that you dislike about what's going on, and flip them around. We'll take a look at what's in those. And then what we want to do is flip those around. And I want to spend a second here and talk about flipping those things around, because part of what happens is, as I mentioned before, the universe doesn't really understand negatives. So we want to turn negatives into positives. We also want to the universe works in the now. You know, we spend so much time meditating, Pat, on you know, very often we, as humans, we get caught in the past and the future, past and the future, past and the future, and you're not paying attention to now. Somebody yesterday, I saw an article in Oprah's magazine talking about the practice of putting a raisin. You may have done this at a seminar. You know, you look at a raisin, take a look at the wrinkles, where it was joined to the vine, and then you taste it and you put it in your mouth. All of that just to put it in the now. So mm-hmm. One of the things the universe is very key on on where things are now. And so I use this example a lot. Weight. I've been up and down in weight. I think most everybody has been up and down in weight. And so the negative would be I weigh too much, or I weigh X amount, or I want to lose 10 pounds. The universe doesn't understand I want to lose something. Another key part, I want. This to me was interesting. The statement, I want money. I want a new spouse. I want. When you tell the universe, I want, what you're asking for, and I like this. This is kind of like order. This is like ordering in a restaurant. When you're saying your prayers or your affirmations or your flight plan, that's like asking. You're ordering at a restaurant, and when you say I want something, you're asking to never have gotten there. It seems kind of crazy when you're listening to that, but when you're asking to want something, you're saying that you want to always be short of that. So we want to turn our statements into I haves and I ams. So I like in the weights thing, and I'm just going to use 120 pounds. I don't know if that's good or bad for people. It's way below my ultimate weight for me. I'm pretty tall. A normal weight for me would be 180, but whatever your number is, rather than saying I want to lose 10 pounds, you want to come up with a positive now statement. I weigh 120. And then one of the things I'm going to encourage you to do is add a benefit statement to that. So I weigh 120 pounds, and now I can get on the floor with our grandbaby, Juniper Dew, and we can play for hours on end laughing our day away. That statement in itself tells the universe that that's what you have. And it's interesting because when you take a look at what you have and where you are, because a lot of times, you know, I come across this periodically. People go, well, I don't want to say that because that's a lie. We're going to get that paradigm out of your head, because when you're dealing with the laws of the universe, you have to understand that the universe wants coherence. And so if you're saying to the universe, I weigh 120, and you don't, then the universe is going to come in and say, oh, there's a problem. You weigh too much. I will take you down to 120. If you say, I want to lose 10, it doesn't get that. It thinks you want 10 more, and you're always up here. So whatever it is that we are looking to reach, we are going to make that a now statement, and we are going to make it a positive I am, I have statement, and we're going to add a benefit to that. All of that is part of the work that we do to build your flight plan. That's what we'll talk about when you sign up for that course.
So, you know, when we look at this, Laura, and we take a look at where we are and where we want to go, let's talk for a little bit about the nature of the distance, let's call it, if we're talking about a flight plan. Sometimes we think about being able to step forward, and we don't. You know, one of the things that we didn't talk about is being at that place where you're in a decision point, whatever reason that is, you know, whether the pain of staying the same got greater than the pain of change, whether that thing's going on. But you got to make a decision. You know, you have to really want the change you're asking for. And I think that's an important part of not going half in on your life, so to speak.
It is, and it's very easy, I think, in our modern culture to get lured into the, you know, one of the things that there was some criticism of the movie The Secret in that it kind of portrayed the law of attraction as, hey, all you have to do is sit on your couch and, you know, you dream up $1 million and then it shows up the next day. And truthfully, that's not at all what they're saying or how it works. So it really does is one step at a time. But one of the things I think that's helpful to have a coach and a mentor and a program of support is that it's baby steps. It's baby steps. You take the first step. That's why I love this flight plan for life. It's the first baby step that you can take. And very often, you know, it's like the green lights. You don't, if you looked at climbing Mount Everest, no one would do it. It's so high. You know, if we're going to fly from New York to Los Angeles, it's so far. How are we going to possibly make it there? Well, you make it there because, you know, you fly to Kentucky. Then you fly to, you know, Omaha, Nebraska. And then you fly to Denver. And then you fly to Santa Fe. And then you fly to Phoenix. And then you fly to L.A. And then you made it. Mm-hmm. That's it. And so it's very helpful and important to just take the one step. Just decide to take a step. You're not deciding to change your whole life. You don't have to figure out all the green lights. You don't have to even, and I think this is another important piece about it. You don't even have to figure out how you're going to do it. All I'm going to tell you is that once you get the flight plan for life, the flight plan is the thing that's going to focus your thoughts, because what you think is what's happening in your life. So we just want to focus our thoughts on where we want to go, not where we've been. We're not going to talk about 1,000 hours of where we've been or what's happening over there. We're going to get in our airplane, and we are going to fly on our flight plan to our destination. And that destination is your destination. And like I say, whether you want to just fly the glider around and learn to fly, whether you want to fly the Cessna, the jet, or the rocket, wherever you want to go, we have to come up with that plan, focus our thoughts, and move our body one baby step at a time.
Well, I mean, but part of this too is, you know, for folks to know that, you know, what you're able to do is get people off the ground, you know, at least emotionally, spiritually, and mentally. And that's what a flight plan does. You know, it kind of gets you there.
It does.
I want to make sure that folks have plenty of information, Laura, about you, about the flight plan course that you're offering. And for those of you out there, we're going to make sure you have plenty of information. So give us a lowdown. How do people get a hold of you? How do they find out more about this particular offering you have? All of the above.
All of the above. The best way to get a hold of me is to go to my website, flyhighliving.com. There's contact information and information about all the stuff that I'm doing, to include this four-week program, Flight Plan for Life. And if you want to just direct, you know, one of the things I'm finding is the better, more direct you can be, the better. By far and away, call me right here on this phone over here, 888-666-1570. And we can talk to you about where you are and what you want to do and how to get involved in that course. And if not, just email me. If you're just not ready to chat, then email me, laura@flyhighliving.com.
Well, thank you for today. I know we've covered a bunch here today.
This is a bunch.
And I wanted to ask you to just take a minute and, you know, give us your personal message. You know, talk about, you know, what it is you want to leave everyone with today. Yeah, thank you for today.
Well, Pat, it's always a joy to hang out here with you. And by far and away, my message is that no matter how you're perceiving the world can be a beautiful place filled with dreams, filled with adventure, filled with fly high living. And what I want to leave you with is that if you need some help, ask for help. It is there. You too can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously in your life, whatever that means to you.
Laura Meeks, everybody, Fly High Living. I'm Dr. Pat. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to The Laura Meeks Show. Dream on, fly high, live adventurously on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. And we hope you'll join us next month as Laura helps you find your unique gifts so you can bring them to the world. For more information on Laura Meeks or to listen to past shows, visit her website at flyhighliving.com. Check out her hit Dream On 12-week course, where you get the personal attention you need to fly high in your new life.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.